Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's Monday, so it's General Knowledge Monday, and our guest is Tom Fordyce. He's one third of that Peter Crouch podcast and one half of the Joe Marler show. But today you're just a hole, Tom.
Thanks, Makita. Yeah, I am. Oh, and I'm very much looking forward to this. Is it going to be hard?
I don't want to lie to you. It's not that easy, actually.
Oops.
There's 15 points across 12 questions to play for. Let's get into it. Let's quiz. Question number one. What's the biggest ship that can be sunk in a game of battleships?
Aircraft carrier. Is it?
Correct.
Come on. You
seemed like you were a bit embarrassed to know that so quickly.
Well, I played it recently with my nippers, and that I would have been embarrassed if I got it wrong.
Yeah.
But I thought I might have to specify the number of like peg holes.
No, let's not
in an aircraft carrier. No. Might struggle with that, but I'm sure the aircraft carrier is the biggest.
So you do get a point for carrier. The carrier would take 5 hits, whereas the battleship itself would take 4. Destroyers or cruisers and submarines can take 3. And lastly, patrol boats could only take 2 hits. Question number 2, Tom. Never knowingly undersold is the slogan of which high street chain?
That will be, Makita, the chain that my friend Conker's worked for a long time and got himself a number of excellent reductions on household furniture and appliances. It's the John Lewis Partnership.
Correct answer is John Lewis Partnership. God, nice hookup, John Lewis hookup. That's a good one to have.
Big time. Honestly, you should see his flat. It's incredible.
Question number 3. If Sonic is a hedgehog, what animal is his sidekick Tails?
Oh, now I'm in trouble. I never played Sonic the Hedgehog. I was always outdoors.
All right. You had a better childhood than us, Tom. I was inside playing Sonic.
Just had a tight mum who wouldn't get me a computer game. Who hangs around with hedgehogs, like foxes? I'm thinking some sort of common or household wild animal that you might find in Great Britain. It's called Tails. Squirrel.
Incorrect. We were looking for fox.
Oh, I even mentioned a fox, didn't I?
You did. Tails is a fox.
Fordyce, you fool. Go with your first instinct.
Question number 4. Which European country has the letter M for its vehicle registrations?
Going on first instinct, I'm going to say Malta.
The correct answer is Malta. How did you know that?
I thought it was almost too obvious that it might be a trick question. Are people from Malta called Maltesers, or is that made up fact?
I think that might be made up. But I will use it to the next Maltese person I meet. Question number 5. In 1996, which tea company revolutionised the industry by packing its tea in pyramid bags? I remember when this happened.
Yeah, this was huge. I don't think it's Tetley, because they made this big thing about having a round Tetley tea bag in their pot. And the advert use the Beach Boys, Get Around, like round, 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 something like that. So I'm ruling out Tetley.
Yeah.
Which leads me inexorably to PG Tips.
The correct answer is PG Tips. It was a big moment. Good for them.
Does it work? Does it make a better cup of tea?
I don't think so. But I was very interested in the marketing campaign. Question number 6. What letter represents the number 50 in Roman numerals?
Oh, dear. Let's try and work this one out. X is 10, isn't it? What's V? Is V 5? XV C is 100. X is definitely 10. I'm thinking about like rugby 15. You get an X and a V. So that's 15. So let's rule that. C, I think, is 100. I think M is probably 1,000. MV's not a W. I'm going to say M, Makita, in the knowledge it's wrong.
Oh, it's so close. The correct answer is L. L, isn't that just before M?
Yeah, it is. Quite literally.
You were quite close. Question number 7. James, George and Hetty are all models of what household appliance?
Ooh. James, George and Hetty?
Are all models of what household appliance?
Quite middle class names. So I don't see it as being like a dustpan and brush. Like, it feels like it's a juicer. But that's not my final answer.
Okay. What,
isn't there like a little Hoover called a Henry? Like it's got a little face on it.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, because I think the fact you didn't respond to me in the affirmative, when we both know there's a Hoover called Henry, is that they are siblings of Henry in the little Hoover world.
They are correct. It is Henry Hoover. They are his siblings, I suppose. I love the way you're talking about Henry Hoover like it's something from outer space. Doesn't everyone have a Henry? I've got two.
You got two? Both Henrys?
One's broken. Oh. Both Henrys. Yeah, no Hetty. Question number 8. In Home Alone 2, when Kevin was alone in New York, where were the rest of his family?
Whoosh. Now, if you'd asked me about Home Alone 1, I'm all over it. Home Alone 2 was the inferior film. There wasn't something weird. Like, I've got two possible answers here, Makita. One is they've gone to Lapland for the Christmas vibe. The other is they flipped it on its head. They've stayed at the big home in Chicago.
Have you not seen Home Alone 2?
No, I've seen one multiple times, but I know that doesn't make up for it.
Home Alone 2 is all right, you know.
Is it as good?
I wouldn't usher you towards Home Alone 3, but definitely Home Alone 2.
What happens in Home Alone 3? Well, you can't tell me, that might help me.
Let's just say the cast has changed.
There's no Culkin?
No.
What's the point of that then?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
What's your final answer?
If they'd stayed at home in Chicago, they just had gone to New York to get him. Like that would, the end of the film would have ended after 25 minutes, just get a flight from Chicago O'Hare to New York JFK. So I think they've gone to Lapland.
Sorry. Incorrect. Oh. They didn't go to Lapland in Home Alone 2. They are in Paris.
Ah, what?
Question number 9. What is a merkin, Tom?
A merkin? A merkin, Makita, as I understand it, is a wig or hairpiece for the pubic area.
Correct. We were looking for a wig for your private parts. This is not me. This is Duncan. He likes to mess with me. Tom, the final 3 questions have multiple correct answers. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name one of the 5 tallest buildings in the world? Now, we're measuring this as height of complete structure, not number of floors.
Okay, good distinction. I'm going to go for the Burj Khalifa.
That is number 1.
Get in.
Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Well done. We could have also had Shanghai Tower at number 2 in China.
Patronus Towers, is that still in there?
The Patronus Twin Towers are the tallest twin towers in the world. They're 17 and 18 in this list.
Doesn't matter, I don't lose a point, do I? It's fine.
Number 3 is Abraj Al Bayt, the clock tower in Saudi Arabia, Ping An Finance Tower in China, and the Lotte World Tower in South Korea.
Some of these sound made up, Makita, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Question number 11. For 2 points, Tom, can you name any 2 characters from The Simpsons who were voiced by Nancy Cartwright?
Oh, that is hard. I mean, she does Bart.
Bart Simpson is correct.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to think, oh, she wouldn't do Ned Flanders. She's not doing Sideshow Bob because he's Kelsey Grammer. She's not doing...
Oh, yes, Sideshow Bob is Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, she might do another... Did she do Martin, the SWAT...
Incorrect, I'm afraid. She didn't. She's not the voice of Martin. She is the voice also of Nelson Muntz.
Really?
Yeah. Ralph Wiggum. Kearney. I'm not sure who that is.
Never heard of Kearney.
No. Rod and Todd Flanders.
So, I should have got that, yeah. On their trampoline next door.
Yeah. Database. Brittany Brockman, who's Kent's daughter. Lewis Clark and Richard. Question number 12 for 3 points. Can you name 3 British monarchs to have reigned for more than 50 years?
Elizabeth II.
That's right. Liz is still there. 69 years. She's still going strong.
Victoria I.
Absolutely, Victoria. 63 years, 216 days. Can you name one more for your 3rd point?
Boosh. This is hard. This is super hard. Listen, this isn't my final answer, but Elizabeth I was around for a long time. Henry VIII was around, he just packed a lot in, didn't he, with the wives. Yeah, I don't think he was around for 50 years. You go back, they were all dying young, weren't they? Because people did die young. So maybe that forces me slightly later. Don't really, but a massive gap in my knowledge.
Have you ever been a teacher?
No, one of my sisters is a teacher, to be fair, but...
Quite a nice teacher working out voice. I was like, if I was in your class, I'd be interested in this.
Well, you wouldn't learn much about the history of this country in terms of its monarchs, because I don't really know. I'm going to say Elizabeth I, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong. Maybe it's a William.
I'm afraid it's incorrect. We were looking for George III, 59 years.
Really?
James VI, Henry III, 56 years, and Edward III. There's always an Edward, 50 years.
Fair play.
Elizabeth I did 44 years and 127 days. God, she barely came to work. For God's sake. Thank you very much. That is your General Knowledge Monday. And your score is, Tom, 10 points. That's all right, you know.
Feel slightly patronised.
We'll talk through your points after this message.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Tom, you have a family member who writes quiz questions for a living. Does that mean that you're brilliant at answering said questions?
I think it means I know my own limits, Makita, because I have, you know, the beauty of quizzes, you go into it at massive levels of optimism. And then there's that sort of reality check where you think, I don't really know anything about classical music or whatever it is. So having Dom in the family, Dom who has won Only Connect, just makes me realise that I'm just mortal, that I'm a foot soldier in the whole quiz game. He's a general.
Beautifully put. Winning Only Connect is no joke. Like, that's not even like I was on the chase. Winning Only Connect, where I have to say a lot of people can't even understand the question. So I think that's a really quite a special quizzer in the family that you have there.
Yeah, he gave me some chat once. There's something that the real quizzers think of as, I think it's like the triple crown or the quadruple or something like that. And it's the four big quiz shows. So I think it's Connect, Mastermind, Millionaire. What would the other one be?
University Challenge has got to be in there.
Yeah, it is, might be, you know. He was on that as well. Oh, maybe Blockbuster. Maybe there's five.
Blockbusters was good.
He's been on lots of them and he has won most of them to the extent that he's blacklisted from some of them because no one just likes to see like smart ass all the time, I think.
Right.
That's what I say to him.
So he's just going to have to like quiz in the family kitchen a lot.
Exactly. As do sort of concentrate on domestic quizzes. He did some very good quizzes during lockdown.
That's very lucky. Let's talk about the Joe Marler Show, because obviously you're part of the Joe Marler Show and you're part of the Peter Crouch podcast, both massive hits. Why should people download the Joe Marler Show? Why should they be immersed in the Joe Marler Show world?
They should listen to the Marler Show because it is my favourite day of the week. And I'm not saying that I don't have other great days of the week, but it is an amazing afternoon where we sit down with someone fascinating. And we find out all about what they do. So we have spoken to Tim Peake, the astronaut. We've spoken to a psychopaths expert. We've spoken to a teacher to find out what really goes on in classrooms, in staff rooms, on parent-teacher days, on trips away. We've spoken to a stunt woman, a tattoo artist, the governor of a maximum security prison. So all these amazingly fascinating jobs. And then we try and find out what really goes on. Also, slight warning, we do end up talking about poo quite a lot. That's more my fault than Joe's. So, hand up.
Okay, I'll be there. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Makita.
And that's Quiz Chat Repeat. If you want more Tom Fordyce, go and download the Joe Marler Show, which is very good. He's on that every Wednesday. We're back tomorrow with a music quiz. So if you're listening while exercising or preparing dinner, let's do it all again tomorrow.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.